Aladari, Varadari. Yashoda Nandana, Bhajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana, Bhajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Nitya Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gora Hari Bol, Gora Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Premanande Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Praviraj Gachar Sarasvati Rishi Shishimad His Divine Grace Sisi Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki
Namacharya Sila Haridasa Thakur ki Prem Shikoho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Guru Bhakti Vindaki Shishi Radha Krishna Gogopinath Samkunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki Vrindavana Dham ki Mayapura Dham ki Jagannath Puri Dham ki Tulasi Devi ki Bhakti Devi ki Ganga Maya ki Jamuna Maya ki Samveda Bhakti Vindaki Nitai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutali Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitamani. Namaste Sarasati Devi Guruvani Charni Nivisesa Sunivari Paskati Vasatarni. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we can chant together. Om Agnya Timirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshusun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manubhistam Shapitam Yena Bhutali Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Jidha Pajakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaguna Ragunatan Vitam Taham Sajivam Saidvaitam Savadutam Padijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahaguna Lalita Shibeshaka Nivitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneswari Rishabhanustute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Tarabhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Sankirtan ki Bolo Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari ji ki Gaura Premanande Hare Bom Srila Prabhupada ki Today we're reading from chapter 4 Canto 4, chapter 25, verse number 57 to 61, but we'll just read 57. Kvachit pibantyam pibati mandiram madavi vala asnantyam kvachit asnati Jakshatyam sahajakshiti Kvajit pibantyam pibati Mandiram madavivala Ashnantyam kvachit asnati Jakshatyam sahajakshiti Kvachit pibantyam pibati Mandiram madavihava Ashnantyam kvachit asnati Jakshatyam sahajakshiti santam kachidasnati jaksatyam sahajaksiti.
Ladies.
Jakshatyam sahajaksiti kvachit pivantyam vipati mandinam madhavivala asnantam kvachit asnanti jakshatyam sahajaksiti
kvachit sometimes pivantyam while drinking, pibati, he drank, mandiram, liquor, madhavivala, being intoxicated, asnantyam, while she was eating, kvachit, sometimes, asnati, he ate, jakshatyam, sometimes. So I'll read the English translation to all the verses. When the queen drank liquor, King Puranjana also engaged in drinking. When the queen dined, he used to dine with her. And when she chewed, King Puranjana used to chew along with her. When the queen sang, he also sang. Similarly, when the queen cried, he also cried. And when the queen laughed, he also laughed. When the queen talked loosely, he also talked loosely. And when the queen walked, the king walked behind her. When the queen would stand still, the king would also stand still. And when the queen would lie down in bed, he would also follow and lie down with her. When the queen sat, he would also sit. And when the queen heard something, he would follow her to hear the same thing. When the queen saw something, the king would also look at it. And when the queen smelled something, the king would follow her to smell the same thing. When the queen touched something, the king would also touch it. And when the dear queen was lamenting, the poor king also had to follow her in lamentation. In the same way, when the queen felt enjoyment, he also enjoyed. And when the queen was satisfied, the king also felt satisfaction. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The mind is the place where the self is situated, and the mind is conducted by the intelligence. The living entity, situated within the heart, follows the intelligence. The intelligence is herein depicted as the queen, and the soul, under mental control, follows the material intelligence, just as the king follows his wife. The conclusion is that material intelligence is the cause of bondage for the living entity. The point is that one has to take to spiritual intelligence to come out of this entanglement. In the life of Maharaja Ambarisha, we find that the great Maharaja first engaged his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. In this way, his intelligence became purified. Maharaja Ambarisha also used his other senses in the service of the Lord. He engaged his eyes in seeing the deity in the temple nicely decorated with flowers. He engaged his sense of smell by smelling the flowers, and he engaged his legs by walking to the temple. His hands were engaged in cleansing the temple, and his ears were engaged in hearing about Krishna. His tongue was engaged in two ways, in speaking about Krishna and in tasting prasada offered to the deity. Materialistic persons who are under the control of material intelligence cannot perform all these activities. Thus, consciously or unconsciously, they become entangled by the dictations of material intelligence. This fact is summarized in the following verses.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Sarasati Deve Guruvani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paskatya Dijitarine.
Once Srila Prabhupada was on a walk, and followed by his devotees, and they passed, they saw a nice car drive by, and Srila Prabhupada said, "This car is very nice. Krishna should have this car." And all the devotees repeated in unison, "Yes, Prabhupada, Krishna should have this car." Then they kept walking, and they passed a nice house, and Srila Prabhupada said, "This house is very nice. In fact, Krishna should have this house." And then all the devotees said, "Yes, Prabhupada, Krishna should have this house." Then they kept walking, and one dog walked by, and Prabhupada said, "This is a nice dog. Krishna should have this dog." And all the devotees repeated, "Yes, Prabhupada, Krishna should have this dog." Prabhupada looked at him and said, "This is nonsense. Krishna doesn't need a dog like that. Why are you saying that?" So, be very careful about repeating things unconsciously without thinking. The intelligence is that faculty that can discern things as good, bad, as spiritual or material, as positive to devotional service or negative to devotional service. And the whole purpose of regularly hearing Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is to develop that discerning power, to develop our spiritual intelligence. In the Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, it says, Mahabhutani hankaro buddhir avyaktam evacha indriyani dasaikam panchachandriya gokara Icha dvesa sukam dukam chetanas sangatas chetanadruti etat chetram samachena savikaram udaritam. So this verse explains that there are Mahabhutani, five great elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Ahankara, the false ego, and there is the buddhir, intelligence, avyaktam, the pradana or the unmanifest state of material nature, indriyani daisaikam, 10 senses, 5 knowledge-gathering senses, 5 working senses in the mind, and there is the aggregate of all these things. There is also desire and hatred, happiness, distress, the life symptoms, convictions. All these are considered in summary to be the field of activities. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the 5 great elements are the gross representation of the false ego, which in turn represents the primal stage of false ego, technically called the materialistic concept or conception, or tamasa buddhi, intelligence in ignorance. So in this verse today, we are seeing the active principle of intelligence in ignorance. Just like Prabhupada explained to us once, or many times, that there is an active intelligence, and there is an active fool. So, more dangerous, there's active intelligence and lazy intelligence. And there's a lazy fool and an active fool. He said, of all those, the most dangerous is the active fool, because he can cause the most damage. Say, lazy fool is better. They don't like to do too much damage because they're lazy. So, and of the two, the active intelligence and the lazy intelligence is better because they engage other people in doing things, you see. So, we have to understand this example of this King Parsinibari. He is an active fool being led by tamasa buddhi, intelligence in ignorance. He's using his intelligence like a Naradama to advance sense gratification. And because of that, not only he's damaging himself, he's damaging many others because he's a king. If the king is an active fool, then whatever he does, other people will follow, and he'll distract the attention of people from Vedic Dharma or Sanatan Dharma. So, King Parsini, this king is teaching us by his example what not to do. We can learn in two ways. Seeing someone who is a good example and learning what to do, and seeing someone who's a bad example and learning what not to do. So Bhagavatam examines both, the bad examples and the good example. We learn from both. Just like in life, you can learn from both also. So that ability to understand what's right and wrong based on what is positive for serving Krishna, that's called education. But you can only learn it by beginning with amanitvam, humility. Humility means I do not seek to be honored for the service that I do. Rather, I like to perform the service under the instruction of my temple leaders and spiritual authorities, as well as guru, so that I can please Radharasa Bihari. Just like this temple is being managed very well. In fact, everyone living in this temple is very fortunate. I remember I came here once. There was no temple here. There was a shack. And the deity was there. And there were a bunch of devotees, and it was very difficult to live here. Now this is a palace. This is a mahal. And you have all the facilities. In fact, you're living an opulent life. You have running water. You have hot water, cold water. You have nice prasadam. You have the most beautiful deities. You're living in Vaikuntha. Kunta means anxiety. Vaikuntha means no anxiety. So as long as you follow the regulative principles and keep your heart clean, you have no problem here. In fact, all your problems are left outside. When you chant Hare Krishna, first thing is miseries are relieved. Second thing is auspiciousness begins. And third thing is you begin to feel happy. Fourth thing is you're not interested in liberation. And you see that this is the best way to attract Krishna. Because by chanting Hare Krishna, one purifies the heart. By hearing Bhagavatam, one purifies the mind. And then Krishna blesses you. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. Krishna gives you intelligence. You don't even have to study. You just have to hear regularly, repeat, and do service. And especially chant Hare Krishna. Now, there are some people who are intellectuals. They want to read many books. So Prabhupada wrote over 80 big books. You can spend the rest of your life and many lifetimes studying the books. Or you can chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Vasudeve Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Jnanayat yasu vairagyam jnanam chayat haitukam. By the causeless mercy of Krishna, someone who engages in regulated and bona fide devotional service meant to please the Lord, jnana and vairagya follow. You don't have to separately work for these things. Because Krishna is in your heart. Sarvasichaham hridi sanivristo matak smitir jnanam apohanam cha. From the heart, he reveals the knowledge. He gives you remembrance. Or, if you're like Kumbhakarna, then he gives you forgetfulness. After Kumbhakarna performed so many austerities with his brother Ravana and Vibhishan, when it came his turn to ask for a blessing, instead of saying Indra-san, he said Nindra, Nidra-san. See? Where did that forgetfulness come from? It's coming from Krishna. The same thing with Karna. Karna lied to his guru. His guru said, Parasaram said, are you a Kshatriya? He said, no, I'm a Brahmin. said, okay, I accept you. So one day Guru was reclining on, his head was on Karna's thigh, and on the other thigh a big beetle landed and started biting into his thigh, and blood came out. Eventually that warm blood woke up his guru, Parasuram, and he looked and he saw this beetle biting him, and he was just sitting there without moving. And he said, you are not a brahmana. No brahman could ever withstand such pain. You are a kshatriya. You lied to me. Because you lied to me, therefore when you most need these mantras that I gave you for your astras, you will forget. You see? Yasya devi parabhakti yata devi tata guru tasya tikatita hiartak prakasante mahatmanaha. One who has full faith in Krishna and Guru and serves faithfully, serves steadily, then Krishna reveals all the imports or all the knowledge of the Vedas to such a person. See? In fact, Krishna tells Arjuna, idam tu te guyatamam pravakshyami anasuyave jnanam vijnanam sahitam yajgyatva moksyasi subhat. Idam tu te guyatama. Arjuna, I'm going to explain this most secret of all secrets to you. Pravakshyami anasuyave. It'll give you direct perception of who you are and your relationship to me, because you are anasuya. You're not envious of me. You're my friend. You're my bhakta and you're my sakha. Bhaktosime sakha cheti rahasyam hiyatad uttamam. Therefore, you can understand this rahasya uttamam, this most secret of all secrets. See? And knowing this, all the miseries of your life will go away. So, let me see. Raise your hand if you're living in this temple and you're not happy. Raise your hand. So you're all happy, right? You must be happy. You must be. Why? Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Avitam Idam Uttamam, Pratvaksya Vagamam Dharmam, Susukam Kartam Avyayam. You must be happy because this process is full of happiness. One time, Prabhupada was saying this in France, and one devotee said, I'm not happy. He said, what? You're not happy? Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evasyasi satyam te pratijane prayosime. Therefore, if you're not happy, manmana bhava, use your man, you think about Krishna. Madbhakto, become Krishna's devotee, like you are becoming Krishna's devotee by serving in the temple under bona fide instruction of your temple president, Braja Bihari, what's his name? Braja, yeah, very good devotee. Very good. And you have Gopal Krishna Maharaj and so many other very good devotees here. So you're very fortunate. You're protected. Yoga shemam vahamyaham ananya chintayantumam ye jana prayapasiti tesam nitya biyukta anam yoga shemam vahamyaham. Krishna makes the yoga and the shema available to you. Sometimes this verse is translated that Krishna gives what you lack and preserves what you have. And some people think, oh, if I'm lacking 5,000 rupees at the end of the month, Krishna will give it to me. That's not what it means. It might mean that on a lower level, but the real meaning of it is, he makes Krishna consciousness easily available. Shishi Radha Rasa Bihari Ki Jai. He makes Krishna consciousness easily available to you. So it's easy here, right? You don't have to take the bus into Bombay 2-3 hours, people pushing you, then you work somewhere all day long for a pittance, and then you have to take the bus back, and then you have to cook for yourself, then you have to pay for your sister's wedding, then your wife is screaming at you, then your mother-in-law is going to come and stay 1 month in your house. So you don't have to put up with all that. You just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. See, it's very simple. One time a devotee asked Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, it seems to me that it's impossible to be Krishna conscious. Prabhupada said, what? Impossible? He said, no, it's very possible. He said, but it seems so hard. He said, no, you just come here every day, right? And every day you come, you put one paisa in the don box. One paisa. And you keep coming. Every day you chant Hare Krishna, you put one paisa. Hare Krishna, one paisa. Every day, right? And after 30 some years, you have hundreds of paisa, hundreds of rupees, then you're ready to do business. Then you can be a bunya. He said, same way, you keep coming and chanting every day, and you learn one thing every day. After 34 years, you become a pure devotee, if you're sincere. See? Not overnight. Nobody becomes a pure devotee overnight. But if you follow with determination, success is guaranteed for the strict practitioner. So, we have to follow Prabhupada's instructions. It's easier to follow the instructions than to break them. Anybody disagree with that? It's easier to follow the instructions than to break them. When you break them, you feel anxiety. When you follow them, you feel very confident. See? You have nothing to worry about. My father told me once. You want to say something, Maharaj? Yes.
But at the end, it's like nectar. Yes. Awakens one to self-realization. So at the beginning, it seems like it's bitter like poison.
Just like Bhima was poisoned, right? And they threw him into the river, right? He was bitten by a snake, and the poison of the snake counteracted the other poison, and he stayed alive. You see? So, this poison of giving up sense gratification is being bitten by the poison of Krishna consciousness. But the poison of Krishna consciousness is actually purifying the poison of sense gratification, and you become cured, and you become happy. The hippie becomes happy, as Prabhupada said. See? So, let us understand what we're trying to do here. We're trying to engage the senses like Maharaj Ambarish, because in the heart we've been affected over many lifetimes by tamasa buddhi. We're using our intelligence to make money rather than using our intelligence to serve Krishna. Money means sense gratification. So yesterday I enjoyed very much hearing the lecture by Pancharatna Prabhu, and he said, yes, the heart, the mind is affected in the heart. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, I'll give you an example. Dahayato vishayam pumsa sangate subhajayate sangat sanjayate kama kama krodha bijayate krodhahad bhavati samoha samoha buddhivibrama buddhimam sat buddhinaso buddhinasat panasyati. While contemplating the objects of the senses, the hayato, one develops attachment. From attachment comes lust. From lust comes anger. From anger comes delusion. From delusion comes bewilderment of memory. And from bewilderment of memory comes loss of intelligence. And once the intelligence is lost, one falls down into the material whirlpool. So, you see this every day going on in society, especially when people open up the television. You open up the television and there's an advertisement for a brand new Honda. And there's a man driving the Honda and like this. And all of a sudden there's a pretty woman. And as he drives by, the woman goes like that. And he stops and he said, would you like to get in? And she says, yes. And she gets in, he puts his arm around the woman and starts driving. Now, there are many subtle messages in that advertisement. The subtle message is, first of all, you put yourself in the position of the man because he has a nice Honda. You might have an old ambassador or something, but he has a brand new Honda. So you put yourself in his position. And then when he sees the beautiful woman, the woman is very pleased because he's driving the Honda. Now, if he was walking down the street, she wouldn't care. So now she's attracted and she gets into Honda. He puts his arm around her. He has a big smile. So you want the woman. To get the woman, you must have the Honda. To get the Honda, you have to work like a khara, right? And then once you get what you want, then you get entangled, and rest of your life, you're working. Just like there was an old man, one day a saint came to see him, and he said, Prabhu, he said, you're an old man now. Why don't you take up Krishna consciousness seriously? He said, oh, Narad. Prabhu, he said, I have very important things to do yet. He said, what's that? He said, my sons, I have to get them married. He said, okay, how long will that take? He said, a few years. He said, okay. After a few years, the saint came back. He said, now you ready? He said, how can I go now? Said, my son just had a child. I have to wait till the child grows up. It's the grandparents that teach the child. The young kids are doing internet work all the time. They don't have any time anymore. Said, okay, how long would that take? It might take 15 years, 16 years. So he came back, 16 years. He said, now are you ready? He said, you know, I have to marry that child. I have to find a good husband or wife for that child. He said, how long would that take? 4 or 5 years. So he came back after 4 or 5 years. He didn't see the man, and he asked the others, where is he? He said, oh, he died. You see, this is the entanglement of material life. We end up with no time for Krishna. There was once a man, he would come to work, and one devotee was working with him. He said, Prabhuji, he said, this weekend we have very nice program in the temple. There's Diwali, there's Govardhan Puja. Can you come? He said, what's the day? He said, 5th of November. He said, oh, he said, I can't come 5th of November. He said, why? No time. He said, I have a birthday party. He said, okay, how about next week? He said, next week what day? Oh, next week there's a marriage. I can't come. There's no time. He said, how about the week after that? Oh, week after that I'm going on a vacation to South India. I don't have time. So, we're chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This man is chanting no time mantra, no time, no time, no time. So when he went to South India, he went in an airplane, and as he was coming over Bangalore, airplane started going down. So the man said, hey Bhagavan, please, Bhagavan, listen to me. I know I have not been a good devotee, but if you save this plane, if the plane goes up again and lands safely, I promise you, I will come every day and see Radharasa Bihari, and I'll do service. You know what Krishna said? No time! If you say no time to Krishna, do not be surprised if he says no time to you. See? So we have to prepare ourselves to receive Krishna's mercy. See? Just like there was once a man, he was a holy man, and they were living in a small village, and once a week in this village there was a bathhouse. So this man's wife would go to the bathhouse, and there were only 3 bath stalls. So she went in one, they gave her soap and everything. And just as she was beginning to take her bath, they said, oh, excuse me, such and such wife of Zamindar, so and so, has come. She has priority on this bath stall. You have to move to the next one. She said, all right. So she moved to the next one. Then just as she was beginning to take a bath, the woman came and said, excuse me, ma'am, you have to move to the next one. Such and such big businessman's wife has come. She has reserved this. She said, okay. Same thing happened a third time. She got really upset. She threw the soap down. She went home and started screaming at her husband. She said, you good for nothing. All you do is chant Hare Krishna. You don't do any business. You're not a bunya. Because of you, I can't take a bath. He said, if you don't start a business, I'm going to leave you. Now, whenever the wife screams at the husband, he must listen to what she says. Right? Otherwise, family life is ruined. So he said, okay. TK. I will start a business. Now, his whole life he was a Brahmin. He never did any business. He did a little puja. That was it. So, all night long he couldn't sleep. He was trying to think, my God, how am I going to start a business? My whole life I never did business. The morning he got up, his wife said, so, you're going to start a business? He said, yes, I have a good idea. So, what are you going to do? You need capital. He said, I know, but I'm going to sell the old donkey we have. So, who will buy that? He said, I'll find somebody. So he went to the bazaar and he sold the donkey and he got some rupees. And it was just enough to rent a little stall in the bazaar. So he cleaned it up and he put a sign, "Wisdom for Sale." And he sat down on a chair. There was no merchandise. And people would come, they look inside, and he would be sitting there like this, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna." And they, you know, they would say, "What's this crazy man? Wisdom for sale, what is that?" So one day, the king of that area came. He would come, and whoever didn't sell anything, he would buy their wares. So he went around, and he helped all the merchants that didn't sell anything. Then he came to this man's shop, and he looked in, and he saw the man sitting there, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." He was a little bit afraid. So he ducked back like this, and he looked at the sign, "Wisdom for Sale." He said, "What kind of shop is this?" So he walked in. He said, "Sir, what are you selling, wisdom?" He said, "Very important for you, Raja. You need this." He said, "Why do I need it?" He said, "It can save your life." "Hey, what are you talking about?" "So how much is it?" He said, "You have to give me 1 crore rupees. "What? For what?" He said, "I'll write it down on a piece of paper and stop asking so many questions." So the Raja was a little bit impressed by his assurance. He said, "Okay." So he gave him 1 lakh of rupees. He said, "Where's your wisdom?" So he wrote, he scribbled something on a piece of paper. He said, "Here." So he opened it up and said, "Before you do something, think of the consequences." He said, "This is not worth the 1 lakh of rupees. He said, "Don't argue with me." He said, "You go home and you use this wisdom." So the Raja went home and he was very fascinated by this man. He's saying, "I've never met anyone like this before." Plus, he was scolding me, just like my father. So he became very fascinated by it. So he had one of his calligraphers write out in golden letters, "Before you do something, think of the consequences," in a big frame like this. And he put it up in his personal quarters. And every day he'd walk by and he would smile. He said, "That old man tricked me," he said. "But I like that man." He said, "He has a lot of courage." So Raja was getting a haircut once a week. But there was some intrigue going on in the palace. You know, whenever there's a big organization, there's always some intrigue. So some of his ministers were planning to kill him, assassinate him, and take over the kingdom. And they thought the best way would be to pay the barber to cut his throat when he was shaving him. See? Because when you're getting shaved by the barber goes like this. Right? He can go like that and cut your throat. Allahu Akbar. You know? So, the barber came in and said, "Raja, you ready?" He said, "Yes." So Raja sat down. So the barber was going like this, like that. And Raja said, "You know," said, "my friend," he said, "you see this new frame I have on my wall?" He was going, "Yeah, what is it all about?" He said, "Take a look at it." So Barbara looked at it. "Before you do something, think of the consequences." And the Raja said, "You like this? You like that?" He said, "I paid 1 lakh of rupees for that." He said, "Oh." Now the barber started getting worried, you know, because it said, "Before you do something, think of the consequences." He said, "You know, everyone should take this seriously. In fact, I'm taking it seriously too. Before you do something, think of the consequences." So the barber became more and more doubtful, and then his hand started shaking. He said, "You know, I think you should memorize this." The barber is thinking, "Oh my God, he must know what's going to happen." You know, then all of a sudden he dropped the razor and he fell down at the feet of the Raja and said, "Prabhu," he said, "Prabhu, please excuse me. I didn't mean to do it. They put me up to it." He said, "What? What are you talking about?" He said, "They put me up to it. They wanted me to kill you." He said, "Kill me? What, how?" He said, "I was going to cut your throat." He said, "Who told you to do that?" He said, "Oh, your prime minister, the minister." "Oh," he said, "they wanted to kill me." Said, "Yes." So he arrested the minister and all the other people involved. And the barber, put them all in jail. The minister, he hung them. The barber, he beat. Then he went back to the bazaar, and he saw that Brahmin. Brahmin was still sitting there like this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And he walked in. He said, "Huh?" He said, "You come back to see me, huh?" He said, "I told you." He said, yeah, okay, don't rub it in. You told me. Actually, what you said was true." He said, "See, I told you. That wisdom is worth more than all your bunya business and all your politics." He said, "You're right." He said, "In fact, I'm going to pay you much more money for this. He said, no, no, you don't have to pay me money. You be like Arjun. I said, what do you mean, Arjun? Arjun said to Krishna, Nasta moha smritir labdva tat prasadat mayuchyata stito smi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. He said, Nasta moha. He said, now my moha is finished. I'm no longer Mr. Godas. Now I'm Mr. Krishnadas. See? Smritir labdva. Now I can remember who I am. I'm not this king or this person's father of this person or husband of this person. I'm simply servant of Krishna. Myself, my wife, my children, my kingdom, everything is servant of Krishna. Tat prasadat mayuchyata. And Achyuta, Krishna, this is your prasad. This is your real prasad. You've given me this understanding. Stita asmi. Now I'm situated in my right position as your servant. Gata sandeha, and I don't have any doubts in my mind. Karishya vachanam tava. Whatever you tell me, Krishna, that's what I'm going to do. So, this Brahmani told the king, you become like Arjuna. Now you listen to wisdom, to real knowledge. Not only jnana, which is theoretical knowledge. Yes, 24 elements of this body. 25th element is the jiva. 26th element is paramatma. No. Vijnana means you become the servant of Krishna. Not you're just theoretically thinking this is Maya, this is Krishna. No. You engage Maya in Krishna's service. Like Haridas Thakur. He made Maya Krishna Bhakti. See? So, this is the solution. Whether it's married life, whether you're brahmachari, whether you're vanaprastha, whether you're Greek sannyas, whether you're GBC, we are all servants of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. If we think we're anything else, then that is moha. And what will happen? Misery will come in our life. We will make ourselves miserable and others. But if we follow nicely, everything is tike tike. Happiness. No problem. See? So thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Are there any questions? Don't ask me what the stock market is going to do. I don't know. Any other questions you can ask me. Go ahead. Okay, don't raise your hands at the same time.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. You just mentioned that one has to prepare oneself for the mercy of Krishna. As a point, like seeing from the point of view of a teenager, where you gave an example of a car, you know, that advertisement which gives a subtle message that to getting that beautiful woman or that car, you have to work like a hog and things like that. But coming from a background of a family of a devotee, or, you know, you've been brought up in Krishna consciousness, isn't that wrong? Or like, how has it been you prioritize yourself that the service of spending time with devotees is the most important aspect in going back to Godhead? Because you have been taught that you have to work hard, be a good man, highly educated and things like that, because that is again going to help you in Krishna consciousness. There has been a lot of examples been quoted that helps you for a lot of good preaching, good society preaching, good interaction. So how do you cope up with those different expectations you have from your parents, society, friends, as well as you prioritize that Krishna consciousness has to be an important aspect no matter what? We're not going to work hard for getting that beautiful car or women.
Okay, I understand.
But still you have to, you've been taught, you know.
I understand your question now. Mahajana yenikata sapanta. You have to follow the example of the Mahajans. Now, for example, Srila Prabhupada is sitting right next to you. Was he married? No? Yes. Did he have children? Did he have a job? He had his own business, right? Pharmacy. Is he a pure devotee? Huh? So you don't think you can become a pure devotee by following his example? No, wait a minute. Just say yes or no.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have the example. All right, besides Prabhupada, we have the example of Maharaj Priyavrata. Priyavrata was instructed by Narada Muni not to be engaged in becoming a Prajapati or a Manu. His father was Swayambhuva Manu. He said, you become sadhu. And Priyavrata agreed. So he would spend all his time with Narada Muni. They would be discussing all subject of Krishna's pastimes. He was in ecstasy. But then his father complained to Brahma. Brahma is grandfather, right? He said, this Narada is not preaching correctly. It's my turn to take sannyas, but I can't because my son refuses to take over the kingdom. This is not right. So Brahma came to see Priyavrata and he said, you must listen to your father. You must take over his business. He's the ruler of the entire universe. You have to take over all that business. So Priyavrata looked at his guru, Narada. Now, Brahma is Narada's guru also, right? So Narada said, okay, we have a higher authority here telling you to do something. That means the highest authority told him, because Brahma doesn't do anything unless Krishna tells him, right? He's not God. He's also the servant of God. Therefore, the highest authority is telling you to do something. Therefore, I agree. You must do what he says. Go back, get married, run the family business. But on the outside, you are attached. You are henpecked. Whatever your wife says, you're going to do. You're going to deal with money, pounds and pence. But on the inside, you develop complete detachment, so that when the right time comes, you will leave with no regrets. Priyavrata did it, and he became Mahajan in his own right, right? And he perfectly managed the whole universe, not just the kingdom, not just the country, the whole universe, and he kept his wife and children happy, and he had good sons that also became saints, right? And then when the right time came, he completely renounced everything and he went back to Godhead. You don't think you can do it? Is this the answer or you want to find other answer?
No, I'm
okay,
I agree
then
with
don't
you.
Say anything. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna. I've got a little comment here. All of you, I am not sure whether you know Hari Vilas Prabhu. Hari Vilas Prabhu, what he just now was telling, he is practicing in his life and he's the best example what he narrated to this Prabhuji. Because Hari Vilas Prabhu has been singly and doing so much of an hard work in a Seattle temple. If you see how he has brought that whole yatra up, it's all what he said, practicing Krishna consciousness. It doesn't matter whether you are a sannyasi, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, but if you are committed to the cause of Srila Prabhupada's movement, then everything is possible. Prabhuji gets up in the morning, he goes to the DT place, he goes to the temple, he constructs the temple, he raises the funds, he does so many other aspects. Sometimes we don't know the internal mood of the devotee and we just miss the bus actually. So this is a wonderful example and we're thankful to him that he is coming today and you're all listening to him. And his life is a perfect example of a perfect grihastha who can doubt all the qualifications and yet please Prabhupada and Krishna. This is what I had to say.
Now you really embarrassed me.
It's my humble prayer to enlighten all these young people, because if I would remain dumb here, I will not be serving the purpose of sitting in a class, because most of the people, they don't know you. But I have seen, when I went to Seattle almost about 20 years back and I saw his work and devotion, I was completely moved, and he is one of my inspiration in grihastha life, I can tell you. This is what I can tell you again and again.
See, Grihastha life is very good training because you have the best trainer you could ever find, your wife. Wife is the best trainer for the man. Not only she is going back to Godhead, she will also take the children and the husband. And the husband will be fighting her. I don't want to go. But she will take... If you're fortunate to have a good wife, just like Socrates had a wife who would always insult him in public, not in private. When he would be teaching his disciples, she would come and say, "Don't listen to anything he says, he's a phony. He says one thing, but when he's at home, he doesn't wash his clothes, he doesn't put the toilet seat down, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that." So she would insult him in public. And he would never say anything. One time one of his disciples said, "Guruji, how did you ever marry such a horrible woman?" He said, no, don't say that. She is my guru." "Guru? What can she teach you, Guruji?" He said, "She is teaching me the two most important things in life, patience and tolerance." So, the wife is representing Durga Mata, if you want to use her for sense gratification, and Yoga Maya, if you consider her as a servant of Krishna. When Kamsa came to kill Krishna, right, he took the child and he threw the child on the ground like he had previous six children. He was going to kill the child. And the child flew up into the sky and manifested a form as Durga Mata. And he became afraid. Actually, he saw Durga Mata because he was only acting for sense gratification. But the other devotees, they saw Yoga Maya because they were only acting to serve Krishna. Now, what's the difference between Yoga Maya and Durga Mata? Durga Mata takes you away from Krishna. Yoga Maya brings you closer to Krishna. You see? So if you consider your wife as a sense gratificatory machine, then she will take you away from Krishna. She doesn't want to do that, but you like force her. But if you consider her as Krishna's devotee, then she takes you closer to Krishna. Therefore, when someone gets married, during the marriage ceremony, the wife is called so-and-so Devi Dasi. That means Devi, she's a goddess. And she's Dasi, she's a servant of Krishna. Just like Durga Mata is also a goddess, and she's servant of Krishna. So if you serve her like that, protect her and serve her and treat her with respect, just like the gopis prayed to Katyayani Devi, "Please let Krishna be our husband." Instead of giving them Janam Dehi, Rupam Dehi, Dhanam Dehi, she gave them Krishna. See? So if you treat her correctly, then instead of taking you away from Krishna, she brings you to Krishna. So we have to learn these lessons. Whatever you do in life, you have to sit back and say, what does this mean? What does husband mean? What does wife mean? Is it Griha Medhi or Grihastha? There's a big difference. Griha is there, but one is Medhi, one is Hasta. See? We have to think. And in order to think correctly, we have to hear Bhagavatam every day and discuss it deeply. So we'll stop right there because it's time to go. Yes, sir.
This is Dr. Gopinath Tiwari ji.
Hare Krishna.
Namaskar.
Namaskar.
Abhi aapne kaha samah shatruh cha mitre cha tatha mana apmaniyo shito sukh dukhesu samah sang vivarjita. Arjun ne jo kaha nashto moha smritir labdha tat prasadan maya chut sthitoshmi gat sandeh karishye vachanam tav. Main aapse nivedan kar raha hu ki nashto moha Mahabharat ke yuddh mein Arjun, he was criticized by Yudhishthira and immediately thereafter he got rejected. वो उनको मारने चला कि आज आपको जान से मार दूंगा। उन्होंने उनके गांडीव की आलोचना किया। अर्जुन की प्रतिज्ञा है जो मेरे गांडीव की आलोचना करेगा उसको मैं मार दूंगा। अभी वो गीता सुने हैं, वन थिंग समह शत्रुच मित्रे च तथा मानापमानयो, माने अपमान समान। बट अर्जुन वाज एक्चुअली दी मन यू सी अर्जुन दो द एक्चुअली देर वॉज कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन अर्जुना एंड कृष्णा बट वक्ता वॉज भगवान। भगवान वाच नॉट कृष्ण वाच। कन्वर्सेशन वॉज बिटवीन टू फ्रेंड्स अर्जुना एंड कृष्णा। एंटायर गीता वॉज लिसेंड बाई अर्जुना। बट वेट दिस इज माई क्वेश्चन, इट इज राधर डिफिकल्ट टू एक्चुअली, इट इज ईजी टू लिसन बट नॉट टू टेक इन प्रैक्टिस। इट इज माई ऑब्जर्वेशन, गीता हैज गॉट 18 चैप्टर्स, ऑल द चैप्टर्स आर योगास। इट स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम डिप्रेशन, कंटिन्यूज टू लिबरेशन। 18 चैप्टर इज मोक्ष संन्यास योग। बट दिस इज ब्रह्म विद्या, इट इज स्पिरिचुअल साइंसेस। एक्चुअली इन प्रैक्टिस, इन अवर प्रैक्टिस, डे टू डे प्रैक्टिस, इट इज रादर डिफिकल्ट टू टेक इन प्रैक्टिस।
ओके, आई अंडरस्टैंड योर क्वेश्चन। सो आंसर इज, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantak Stohi Abhadrani Viduno Tisrihitsatam Nasta Prayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Seva Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki. If you, Shrinvata Svakata Krishna, listen to Krishna Kata not given by Mayavadis or upstart intellectuals, but by genuine Sudha Bhakta devotees, then Krishna from within the heart, Punya Shravana Kirtana, by hearing this pure Kirtan and Shravan, he will purify your heart. Hridayantak Stohi Abhadrani Viduno Tisruhit Satam, because you are Satam, you are properly situated, listening from Bhagavat devotee and listening to book Bhagavat. Then you will be purified from the heart. Nasta prayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Then, by continuing to hear and engaging in service of the Bhagavat, book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat, Prabhupada and Prabhupada's representatives, then bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistiki. Then you can attain to pure devotional service. Okay? But if we listen from non-devotees, simply intellectuals or Mayavadis, then everything becomes khichdi, all mixed up. Someone will say, Bhagavan spoke, but Krishna was speaking with Arjuna, but Arjuna was listening from Bhagavan, he wasn't listening from Krishna. That's all nonsense. Those are the type of variations that intellectuals give, but that's not what the parampara speaks. There's no difference between Krishna inside and outside. Ete chamsa kalak pumsa Krishna stu Bhagavan swayam Indriyari vyuklam lokam mrdayanti yuge yuge. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This whole Bhagavatam, this whole Bhagavad Gita is about Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Right? There's no doubt who he is. One gentleman came up to me and said, Prabhu, I have to help you young people. Actually, the real speaker of Bhagavad Gita is Shivaji. He said, my guru, he wrote this book, he showed me his, my guru wrote this book, he proved it's Shivaji. So, you see, we are following Srila Prabhupada, who's following Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who's coming in the line from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhvacharya, going back to Narada, Brahma, and Krishna himself. This is called parampara. Evam parampara praptam imam raja sayogdi sal kalinha mahata yoganasta prayantaba. So, if we follow this parampara properly, there's no doubt that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And there's no doubt that that same Swayam Bhagavan is the Krishna speaking to Arjuna. It's not like in the Granth Sahib, and some politician, so-called grunty, will say, that Krishna and Ram, it's not the same as in the Granth Sahib. It's some other Krishna and Ram. See, this is all nonsense. Hare Krishna. All glories to Prabhupada.